Can you give us an idea of what the turnout was like at the Invasion Day rallies across Australia or the protests you went to, probably in Sydney, I'm guessing, on Saturday? What was the turnout like?
Oh, it was amazing. It looked like about, to me, a minimum of, excuse me, my voice is still gone, a minimum of about 40,000, but the Guardian reported as, you know, up to 50,000 people.
Oh, wow.
And that wouldn't surprise me when we got up to Yarvan, one of our filmmakers with a zoom lens, zoomed back down to Railway Square and people were still around the bend and that sort of, on that road, it's about 10 wide, so that's a lot of people. Yeah,
that's fantastic. What a fantastic turnout. Are we definitely, are we seeing an increase for support of Invasion Day?
Yeah. Well, if we look at 2:15, we had 400. I think 2:11, we had 100. And then...
Wow.
216, 6,000, 217, 12,000, 218, 27 to 30,000. Now this.
Oh, wow.
Just, yeah, it's
pretty clear it's incline. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, so the preface of Invasion Day rallies are to change the date or even abolish the date of Australia Day, as you're calling for. However, the speeches given at the rally emphasised, again, the ongoing and serious issues facing Indigenous communities. Can you tell us about some of the other issues currently facing Indigenous communities across Australia?
Well, the ongoing, what I get tired of, you see on social media all the time, and even with some of our media commentators, like, I don't want to go into names for defamation things, but we get some well-known shock jocks who say, you know, get over it, all happened in the past. No, it didn't happen in the past. We have the highest rate of deaths in custody per head of population in the world. That's killing people. That's genocide. You know, if you look at the United Nations interpretation of genocide, every point this country meets. So, no, we're not dealing with stuff in the past. We have now, at any more than any time in history, we're stealing children at a higher rate, the highest teen suicide rate in the world. And we're facing these issues on a daily basis, year in and year out, year in and year out. Yet we have people say, oh, get over it, happened in the past. How's the highest rates of deaths in custody in the world happening in the past? How is it that in the Northern Territory, as we're having this interview, close to 90% of the adults incarcerated are Aboriginal people, but 100% of juveniles are Aboriginal people.
Mm.
Now, that's something that these people who say, get over it, was in the past, they don't know these things. And the reason they don't know it is they don't want to know it. They want to cling on to some weirdo colonial values, which don't exist. Mm. I mean, the only values that did exist is they came in and invaded the country and started killing people. Now, the crowds that are turning out on Invasion Day is a positive indictment that people want to break free of that mentality. Non-Aboriginal people want to break free of that thinking.
Mm.
Now, some of these people who are still going on with the celebrations of invasion, they're going to be a minority one day. They want to wake up, I think.
Exactly, and I think more and more people are picking up on what is going on, especially there was an emotional speech given by Latona Dungay, the mother of David Dungay Jr., as you know, who's still fighting for justice for a son who died at the hands of police.
Always a long, long struggle.
Mm.
Gail Hickey, too, 15 years later, she's still fighting a battle, and Amari fighting for her brother. This is probably 35 years later and 37 years later, you know, the fight goes on, and this is not an easy thing for these families to do.
Mm-mm.
It's not an easy thing to do. You get up every morning and say justice still hasn't been done, when you know, in the case of Eddie Murray all those years ago, I think 83 or something, death by person's unknown. He was locked in the Wee Waa police station. So unless they gave our keys to the general population, it had to be a police officer, according to the coroner. Where was the arrest? None were ever made. Now, that is something that's going to stick in the craw of this country. And when we're looking at having debates on treaty, on what should we celebrate, how we should celebrate, we can't even have dialogue to any of these. To both sides of the government, show some faith and put a stop to the daily human rights abuses we're subjected to. There's no point sitting down with a government that doesn't show you any good faith. They're just turning the screws harder and harder. At this point in our history, we are now incarcerated at a higher rate than black South Africans at the height of apartheid.
Mm.
Our women's incarceration in the last 5 years has gone up tenfold. But these are governments that are inflicting serious harm to Aboriginal people. Serious harm. Now, they're not willing to take the honest step and let us start going towards a road of self-governance. They won't do that. Now, I don't know why, because seriously, they haven't got the answers. They've shown that. And we'll see, there's an election coming up. If Labor gets in, there will be changes to a lot of people, but every time we change governments federally or state, the deaths and custody rates don't decrease, the stealing of children don't decrease, the suicide rates don't decrease. All the serious issues we live under do not decrease, whether it be Liberal or Labor. As I said, in other areas, they do differ. But with Aboriginal affairs, they are joined at the hip.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah, and while we're not seeing much movement from the government, I guess we can rely on grassroots movements like yours, the fire organisation. Can you tell us what kind of drew you to their message?
Well, it was a couple of women, Laura Lyons and Bianca, her daughter Bianca Lyons, came up with the idea of fire for, I think, to do Human Rights Day in... 2017, and to do International Human Rights Day, and they coined the phrase and first said it at a sort of meeting we were at a community centre, and then we just said that would be a good idea, and the idea was to get different organisations together under the one umbrella to run International Human Rights Day. With Invasion Day before that, the organisation called ISTJA, Indigenous Social Justice Association, were running Invasion Day. Well, there's only a small handful or so. We actually joined, ISTJA joined as part of FIRE, so did a lot of other groups. So it made sense that we'd have other groups. And we had non-Aboriginal groups who were living here under oppression join in with us. So the initial planning group started. And then once the human rights rally was a huge success, it was quite a natural progression for FIRE to take over running the Invasion Day rally, which has happened the last couple of years under FIRE, which is good.
Perfect.
And very powerful. So I think the whole idea of all different peoples being involved in it has been a learning curve for everyone, yeah.
Mm. And Ken, you've been marching for Indigenous rights since 1966.
Yeah.
Are you hopeful that we will see change?
Probably not in my lifetime, no. Not in my lifetime, but I think, the best I can hope for is plant the seeds of change. I can't see the governmental colonial mentality being broken down anywhere near future. I can see people's movements rising up and getting stronger and stronger and more powerful. But we're dealing with federal and state governments that are that stubborn in their ways. And in their thinking, I've always said they're that colonial in their thinking. They can't break free of it. I think what we're dealing with is a group of people, whether they be Liberal or Labor, Country Party or what. They're not much different to the people who got off the first boats in 1788, except they dress differently and have a better dental plan. But their mindset is very much the same. And that is a tragic thing. If you look at Morrison, look what Morrison's going on about now. It's a talk about reinventing history. Here's the Prime Minister saying... $6.7 million will be spent on reenacting Cook's circumnavigation of Australia, something he never did. He never, ever did.
Mm. Very shocking.
But, according to Morrison, we'll celebrate it. What an idiotic thing to do. But there's going to be people now, if he's silly enough to put this on, there'll be people now who will, in their own mind, have history rewritten. Cook circumnavigated Australia. Forget about Cook in Hawaii. I posted something on Facebook recently where he condoned the raping of children as young as nine, sent his men on shore in Hawaii, riddled with syphilis, to rape women and children as young as nine. It's in the diaries of Forster, who was on his crew. It's there in the diaries. See, we talk about selectiveness of history. They're building Cook up to be this huge martyr. I mean, next year's 250 years since he came here and started killing people. They're building up to be a martyr via Morrison. Why doesn't Morrison go and have a look? He can look at any state archives and have a look at the diaries of the crew members that were on Cook's ship, and you'll see a very different person. Why would he want to? Why is Morrison so obsessed with wanting to have a reenactment of something that never happened? We all know Matthew Flinders sailed around Australia. We know that. But Cook went up and down the East Coast. Why is this man so obsessed with it? He's obsessed with rewriting history. That's what he's obsessed with. He knows it's a lie. He wants to produce another lie because he has that First Fleet mentality.
And it's, very insensitive considering Invasion Day and, the timing especially is
That's a personal act. Also, citizenship things in this country will only happen on the 26th, and, it's sort of, he's really being a little dictator here. This guy's gone off his head. So, but the timing of his comments is so insensitive to our people. He doesn't represent anybody but that colonial class. That's all he'll ever represent. And seriously, that's a dying race. I mean, they're going to breed out one day, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, it's definitely not the message we're getting from the people who marched across the country on the weekend, which definitely gives us hope.
This is what these fellows have to watch out in Canberra, because the message is loud and clear now. Given Aboriginal people are only 2.7% of the population, the rest of the people were non-Aboriginal people. This is, Morrison then might want to say, well, black fellows don't count because, there's not enough to sway the vote one way or the other. But he's got a massive groundswell, and it could have been up to 500,000 right across the country in all different places protesting. The other thing is he doesn't realise in London itself, when they talk about our ties to Britain, in London itself, across the bridge, was Abolish Australia Day.
Mm.
Also, seen it by Channel 7, a woman being interviewed said she was shocked that Australia Day was celebrated. So there's somebody from the mother country telling these colonial fools that they're being buffoons.
Exactly right.
They've got to listen to this. Berlin had protests. CNN Hong Kong covered the ridiculousness of an Australia Day event. So the world is looking, and Australia is looking at these colonial fools and in all these parliament houses dotted the country, and they've got it wrong. The people are rising against them. They're saying to them, you've got this wrong. That's where they've got to watch out.
Well, the world is listening, and it was fantastic seeing the turnouts over the news on the weekend. Ken, thank you so much for your time today on the show, and thank you for all the work you've done across the years with the organisation. Thank you.
Look, the one good thing about doing this is all the journey you go on. Sometimes it's a tough one, but the wonderful people you meet on that journey, no matter how tough it gets at times, that always lifts you up. There's a lot of wonderful people out there on both sides of the fence, so we're doing all right.
Completely. We are. Okay. We are. We can only keep marching.
That's it.
Okay. Ken, thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.